At the Cattle Industry Convention in San Diego, we're in talk with Clint Berry from Gainesville, Missouri. And Clint, tell her, are you a cattle producer then?
Yes, sir. Yeah, my wife and I, we run a small cow-calf operation in southern Missouri, and then I market cattle for Superior Livestock, so I represent cattlemen spread across the country. We sell load lots of feeder cattle.
You were in the cattle marketing committee meeting here with the CME folks addressing the issue of the volatility in the futures market. So did you have concerns going in?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think anybody that had cattle in 2015 wouldn't describe that as volatile. That would be the key word, I guess, for the entire session. We were very appreciative the CME came to address the concerns that National Cattlemen had asked them about. It's going to be a work in progress. There's a lot of education to do on both sides and a lot of programs to try to implement to see if we can't get some resolutions in this volatility. But to be fair, the majority of the volatility is simply the markets and the swings up and down in supply and demand.
They talked about some possible solutions. Were you satisfied with what you heard?
Well, I don't know if I could use the word satisfied, but I would certainly say that anytime you can open the dialogue to discuss with each other and try to find the answers, the biggest thing is nobody knows exactly what the right answer is right now. We're attacking a problem that we don't have a clear definition of what the solution is at this time. But knowing that our partners with the CME are here to work with us as cattlemen, I mean, that's what we can ask for at this point and move forward.
They talked about possibly shortening the trading hours again. Is that something that you would look at?
Yeah, I believe that would help. There was a time where we had shortened trading hours before, and I think if we move back to that could implement. That'll be a piece of it, not the complete puzzle, but that'll be a piece of the puzzle.
And also circuit breakers was discussed.
Absolutely. And I think that's a step that'll really make a difference. When they go back and look at the data and understand what they're doing, I think that can make a big difference. Monitoring the messaging, that's going to be part of it. They're going to implement that on Monday. So, they're proactively looking for ways to make their market better for us.